Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's the WOSU Fall Membership Drive. More about that in just a moment. Despite a strong job market and low unemployment, 37% of Americans say their personal finances have worsened in the last year. That's according to a new NPR PBS Marist poll. And the recent action from the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates have some worried about a recession. We're talking today about how to manage your finances in tough times. Jonathan Pond is here to help. He's known as America's financial planner. He's worked to bring low-cost money guidance to Americans of all ages and financial backgrounds. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. I'm delighted to be there.
You know, we live in a college town, and we have a lot of recent graduates probably still lurking around, many of whom decide to stick around Columbus. But what is your sense about how they make it work in this kind of a economic climate?
Well, it's more challenging for them, and you try to do the right things. Put money away. You're younger, so you should put probably the majority of it into stocks and see what's happened to stocks. You want to buy a home? Well, yes, home prices are down, but mortgage rates are way up. So if you're being launched from school now, it's not the best time, but these are temporary situations, temporary roadblocks, if you will, speed bumps in your financial life. And it shouldn't preclude your, one, putting money away for retirement in your 401k or 403b plan, as well as doing an IRA. And I'm fast and easy with your money, I admit, but do those, and also plan to have the wherewithal to buy a house. It may be a while, but it may in a while, maybe the market, the housing market will be friendlier, and you can get the right price for the house at an attractive interest rate. Now with interest rates at 6%, actually above 6%, it's a lot more expensive to acquire a home.
You know, I'm not sure if it has to do with my age or what, but I get a barrage of notices about how much money I should have when I retire now. And, you know, you keep hearing that familiar ring of $1 million. You need $1 million to retire comfortably. Or you see those ads saying, how do some people retire with $500,000? You know, here's how. You know, I don't click on them because I'm not an idiot. But what do you have to say about those kinds of, I don't know.
Barron's many years ago, so, you know, with inflation, it's probably twice that. Barron's did an article that I think they regretted that said, if you have $5 million saved for retirement, you're beer and pretzels rich. but I did something. I wrote a book years ago for boomers, and heavy on retirement. And I looked at the numbers, and I was sick and tired of hearing the $1 million, as you have, Ann, and listening to all these numbers that scare people, sadly, into doing nothing. They say it's hopeless. So I ran the numbers, and I said, if you have $200,000 saved, which is a lot of money for some people, no question of that. But if you have $200,000 saved, ideally you have a house paid for or nearly paid for, and you have a decent amount of Social Security, you're going to be fine. And so I put that out. This was in the book, and that suddenly publicity started coming out about this, you can retire okay on $200,000. And it was all over the place, the magazines, the newspapers, the electronic media, none of it attributed to yours truly, but I don't care about those things because I, you know, my job is to get good information and hopeful information out to people, which I try to do with the planners, which I know Ann will describe shortly. And they said, hey, $200,000. So at least it gave people some hope, and it's not Pollyannish. It's that's what it can be. And if you can own a home free and clear when you retire, it's hard not to be in pretty good financial shape. If you can delay collecting Social Security a bit more than most people do, it gives you an increased income for the rest of your life. So there are some fairly simple steps that can be taken to do that. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, with the planners, but elsewhere, just saying to people, you know, your situation isn't as bad as people. And you're exactly right, Ann. They're trying to sell you something. But your situation probably isn't as bad as you think. And if it is, there's action you can take. You can delay retirement. You can retire but work part-time. Heaven knows the demand for people willing to work part-time is amazing. And just a little bit extra money in retirement has a huge impact on your lifetime financial security. Maybe later on in the hour I can give some examples of that. But that's how it is. And, you know, everything we do in our financial lives is geared toward retirement during our working years. And then it's geared after retirement to making prudent spending decisions and not overspending. And that's great. It should work. It should work. You have to have a little discipline, certainly. But what else is new?
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call 866-897-9678 for a contribution of $20 a month as a sustainer. We have a great thank you gift package that will help you get your finances in order. This package includes Mike Jonathan Pond's book, Safe Money in Tough Times. Plus, you will get the Safe Money Financial Planner and Investment Planner. We'll talk more about these planners in just a bit. It's always a good time to get some financial guidance. You never know what is around the corner, so you are going to want to make sure that you are prepared for anything. Between the pandemic, fluctuating gas prices, and now inflation, we certainly need to be prepared for the unexpected. What better time than right now to take a closer look at your financial future? Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustaining member, and you can get this great combo package and get practical, helpful financial advice from Jonathan Pond. Just call 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Thanks to Paula Mahaley of Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every morning. In recent months, you've heard experts discuss the challenges of affordable housing, and we've had conversations about inflation, interest rates, gas prices, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the local economy as well. We bring experts on the air so you can be informed and make smart decisions for yourself and your family. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. You can get a great Jonathan Pond thank you gift in return. Do your part right now. And again, for $20 a month as a sustainer, get the Safe Money and Tough Times combo. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. And show your support right now. You know, Jonathan Pond, the Safe Money and Tough Times financial planner, is something, you know, I've used it before. It's a great way to check up on how your financial planner is doing, and compare and contrast. It's a great way to get started if you're timid about talking to a financial planner because it seems sort of overwhelming at first. This is a great way to get started in a non-intimidating but very personal way.
That's right. And a third element is if you're embarrassed, you think you're, you know, I don't have any finances to plan. Well, the planner deals with, I mean, I've been at this for almost 30 years. The planner deals with all situations. And if it's, if you're starting out, even if you're, you know, well along in life and you're starting out, it gives you a plan that you can achieve and get and start to realize that you're going to do okay in your financial life, if not well. And the financial planner itself covers pretty much all areas of financial planning that's relevant to you. If you don't have kids to educate, we don't waste your time with college funding. If you do, then we'll talk about college funding, talk about retirement. We talk about estate planning, minimizing taxes, managing your debt before it manages you. So we go through the gamut of financial planning and customize the information just for you. I mean, I can't overemphasize that. No two financial planning reports are alike. We can do them confidentially, as I'll explain later on, complete confidentiality, and you'll receive a tool which will help you make progress in your financial life, no matter what your situation. And I think one of the best testimonials for me, these are available only through public broadcasting. The best testimonials are the number of people who every year when they're renewing their support will reorder the planners mm-hmm. to see what kind of progress they've made in their financial life.
Right. It's a living, breathing thing, right? It's not static.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Always
just
changing.
Like our financial lives.
Exactly. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. All right, so we have these midterm elections coming up, Jonathan Pond. Yikes. You grew up in Washington, D.C., you know, in the shadow of the Capitol. Does Wall Street prefer a particular makeup of the federal government?
No, so long as it is divided, and not divided, I should say, in the way it's divided, you know.
Not one polarized.
That they, yes, yeah. That they could at least speak with each other.
Right.
And the main thing is, they would like to see the parties dominating different branches. So I presumably, if we want divided government, we can, the best outcome for this election would be for the Republicans to take the House, take control of the House or the Senate. And that way there's a little more balance than we've had. And it's a shame how polarized. You're exactly right. It is. I can remember as a kid growing up in Bethesda, seeing high-level politicians arguing in our backyard or arguing in our living room. The one that was most charismatic at the time I was a little kid was Hubert Humphrey. But they would just fight tooth and nail about things, but they were friends and they were colleagues. And that's a darn shame that this has gone away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering what your sense is about how that affects our outlook on the future or the financial future in this country when the leadership is so at odds.
Well, they're suspicious of motivations, and there seems to be no direction. And the one thing the investment community, let's say Wall Street, hates is uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have divided government, you know, you're not going to have so much certainty, but you know that in the spirit of compromise, things will get done and it won't be massive change. They like incremental change. And so, you know, if there's tax legislation, the Democrats will get certain things they want and the Republicans will get certain things they want. And they, you know, and that's fine. They compromise. Maybe they both think they've lost. That may be the best kind of compromise, but it's a way for them to accomplish something without the tendency to do radical things. And that's what the peeps want. And I don't think it's just financial. I think this permeates the legislative process.
Thanks to Aaron, Beth, Dower, and Gahanna, and also Spider Frazon and Heath, thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering two thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. Call 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Also at $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give your personalized investment advice. This is advice tailored to your current financial situation, how old you are, where you are in life, you know, what the situation is for you. Make that $10 a month at 10 at WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678. And remember, no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. This station brings you coverage you can trust when it comes to the latest information from the Ohio State House, social justice and race issues, what's going on with the economy in Central Ohio. With so much going on, having a trusted news source has never been more important. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. And we are proud to say that listener support is the foundation of our budget. That means we do not have to answer to advertisers. We answer to you, our listeners. If you have never given before, I'm asking you to take the plunge with us now and become a new member. A lot of new members start at $10 a month as a sustainer. If that works for your budget, then you can also get Jonathan's financial planner or investment planner as a thank you gift. And you will be supporting a station you trust. Become a part of the WOSU family. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I can still remember my first gift to a public radio many decades ago now. And I think that if this is your first time, you'll always remember it, too. You'll always feel a little bit better about yourself and showing your support for 89.7 NPR News. Again, my guest is America's financial planner, Jonathan Pond. If you have a question for Jonathan, we've got open lines, 614-292-8513. Sometimes people have a heart, young people think, what difference will it make if I set aside $40 a month, $10 mm-hmm. a week? You know, it just seems like so little to them.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't have a 401k. Maybe they're doing gig work. They're just kind of mm-hmm. patching together a bunch of part-time jobs. What's your advice to them in this economy, Jonathan Pond?
Okay, well, if they're doing work where they're self-employed, they can either contribute to an IRA and deduct it, or they can set up a self-employed retirement plan, like a SEP plan, Simplified Employee Pension Plan, easy to set up, doesn't cost any money, and contribute to that and deduct it from your income taxes. So there are ways to put money aside. And don't worry about if it's small amounts. I mean, typically, that's the way people start out anyway. and they and you can increase it because you tend to like the feeling. If it's just $10 a week or something like that, or you know, $35 a month, who knows? But you'll like the feeling and you'll increase it. That's the way we all are. You know, I'm still goading my children to increase their contributions. And some do better than others. I've got three of them. Some do better than others, but over the long run, it seems like it's working. And they certainly started out, when they started out, they said, I don't have a nickel to spend. I don't have a nickel to spend. And how dare you? Why don't you give me the money, Dad, and I'll put it away. It doesn't work that way, folks. And so getting into the habit will typically enable you to increase the money. If you get a bonus or something like that, or another side gig, then you can put a little bit more away, take a gift from, you know, at the holidays or birthday gift and put it away and tell the giver that that's what you're doing, because that will remind them that they should keep up the largesse. So there are ways to do it. And then if you want to learn about investing, I should mention, if I may, what's in the investment planner.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have anything, the investment planner is still going to work for you to get you started with investments that you can make with $50. You can invest money like a billionaire with like $50, and I'll show you how. It's easy to do. But the investment planner, and remember, no two of these reports are alike, the financial planner and the investment planner, and there's no overlap between the two. And that's why so many are taking advantage of it at the $20 a month contribution level and receive the book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the DVD. So you will see in your investment planner how to diversify your investments. And it will show, as your money increases, how you diversify it even more than perhaps you can afford now. It gives you specific investment ideas. And these are either no commission mutual funds or no commission exchange traded funds. How much can you invest in an exchange traded fund? Well, it depends. It may be as high as $75, but you can start out getting great investments and diversified investments. And it'll show you also, which is useful for people of all ages, but particularly youngsters, is youngsters by my standards, it shows you the best places to invest your money. I know enough about you because you fill out the confidential questionnaire and you don't need to put your name or address on it. Mm-hmm. You send your email it to me and I'll get it back that way. And it will show you the best, in order of priority, the best places to put your money. Should you put your money in a Roth or a traditional IRA or a SEP? I'll show you how, because I have enough information from the questionnaire you filled out to be able to do so.
These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call Walt Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We've been talking to Jonathan Pond on All Sides for about 13 years, and we thought he had some great advice back then as we clawed our way out of the Great Recession, but 2020 and 2021 have thrown us for another loop, and 2022 hasn't been a picnic either. If recent inflation numbers plus the ever-changing interest rates, I shouldn't say ever-changing, I mean, they're just currently changed for the first time in a decade or more.
Were we spoiled?
Oh my gosh, my first mortgage was over 7%, and I thought, whoopee, back then, right?
Yeah.
So the interest rates will change. They always do. They go up and down depending on what the Fed is trying to work on. And right now they're trying to tamp down inflation, and it can be painful. This is a great time, if you're trying to work through that pain, to make an investment in your financial future. This is exactly the time you need to understand what's going on, so these things that are happening that we don't have control over don't throw you for a loop. We don't have control over the stuff that's happening, right, Jonathan? But we can control how we respond to it.
That is absolutely correct. And no matter what the economy or the investments markets throw at you, you can adjust what you do with straightforward ideas, not cryptocurrency or alternative investments that claim to pay 25% interest. I mean, this stuff, this is not brain surgery, first of all. And you can invest in a sensible way without somebody having to hold your hand to do it. There are many people who have, perhaps your parents did. They didn't have much choice, or your grandparents probably didn't have much choice at all. All they could invest in were good quality dividend paying stocks. Now, we fast forward generations. What can you do now that is pretty secure in the future? Good quality dividend paying stocks. It's a great time to be buying those, or mutual funds or exchange traded funds that invest in those. And so things haven't changed that much, and we just have to cope with the negatives that happen. So happens with higher interest rates and inflation, not to mention the conflict in Ukraine, which is playing on our minds. This is a tough market. Incidentally, if as the trends seem to be, I hope I'm wrong, but if as the trends seem to be at this point, where we're going to have losses in both stocks and bonds in the current year, that's happened, according to my analysis, only four times in the last 100 years. So this is indeed an unfortunate situation, and it is an anomalous situation. It just doesn't happen that often. So we gotta, gird our loins and go through it. If you're well diversified, you're not being hammered as badly as you hear on the air. You're just not. And if you are, you're not well diversified. So we grin and bear it. And I wish there were a magic pill. But, I can just put my money in a savings account. Well, you can do that, but you're losing ground to inflation. You're losing purchasing power. So there's no place to hide, unfortunately. But, four times in 100 years, I'll take those odds.
If those recent inflation numbers and the interest rates have you questioning your finances, then this is a great time to make an investment in your financial future. If this uncertainty out there is troubling you, keeping you from sleeping at night, there's only one way to deal with it, and that's to deal with it. Get financial planning advice for right now with the financial planner, and then get investing advice for your future with the investment planner. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio in the process. That gift of $20 a month is a great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every morning, catch all sides during the midday, and then listen to All Things Considered on the way home, then you're a dedicated public radio fan. Your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air in the months to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of operations at 89.7 NPR News. Call 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Again, make that gift of $20 a month for the Jonathan Pond Combo Package. And if you've gotten the financial planner or the investment planner in the past, things are not static. We talked about it earlier. Things change, and you need to know whether you need to change, rejigger something in your financial planning, something in your investment planning. It might be a simple fix. It might be a little more complicated. Jonathan Pond will help you figure that out. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You can do it. What do you think? I mean, can you do a broad brush stroke and tell us what the biggest financial mistakes working people make?
Well, first, it's no surprise they don't save enough. They invest inappropriately. It's one thing to save, but it's another thing to invest prudently. And they sometimes, you know, make inappropriate money decisions. They go out and buy a boat or, you know, they can't afford. There's something that really has crystallized with me over the 130 years I've been doing this, Anne. And it is that there are a tremendous number of people that are leading the good life, and in some instances, lording it over those of us who aren't throwing money or after things, new houses, multiple houses, you know, whatever. And the more I talk with people like that, the more I realize they don't really have that much. And they are the ones that should be worrying. They have cars, they fancy cars, and you know, I had a car, still have, no, I got rid of that car.
You can't brag about that old Volvo anymore.
Yeah, we moved into a new neighborhood, and somebody put a sign on it after we'd been there a few days on the windshield and said, "Your car violates this neighborhood's standards of good taste." And I was proud of that. I drive a 15-year-old Toyota now.
Oh, my gosh.
With only 180,000 miles on, and it's a marvelous car. But that's it. They can make – they don't put money away. They don't invest it appropriately, or they're big outflows for things they don't need. Also, mistakes people make, they don't have an appropriate level of insurance. Hmm. I mean, lacking a level of a certain type of insurance, like umbrella liability, it can cost you years of savings to lack that coverage. And if you say you don't have umbrella liability on your financial planner, I'm not going to jump all over you, but I'm going to say, you know, you really got to get this thing. Costs a couple of $100 a year and will prevent you from, you know, or it will have the insurance company reimburse somebody who sues you within certain limits, but there are things like that. So I don't want to get into more, because then mm-hmm. suddenly I'll take up the rest of the program. But those are biggies, I think.
This is
spending, overspending, undersaving, investing inappropriately, lacking insurance. Yeah.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And the time to make a gift is right now while Jonathan Pond is on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Let's get 10 more gifts in the last 20 minutes. Make this hour a success and keep us on track for this membership drive. When you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can pick one of two planners. You can pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. This is one-of-a-kind advice. You fill out a confidential questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you recommendations that are specific to you and your situation right now. If you have done financial planning in the past, and this is a great way to do a quick check-in. If you've never had anyone look at your financial situation, this is a great place to start. Give $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. Call 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Your contribution to 89.7 NPR News today is essential to the future of this station. Think about how much you have been relying on this station over the past several months. You listen for important information about the upcoming midterm elections. You listen to hear from experts who discuss the opioid epidemic and Ohio's shifting political landscape. You turn to public radio for news and information you can trust. You come here for facts. That's what we bring you, facts. But we cannot do it without you. Do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We're looking for 10 more gifts in the last 20 minutes. Make this hour a success and keep us on track for this membership drive. Thanks to Daryl McCarter from Grove City. Daryl is a professional truck driver who always listens when he's in range. Thanks a lot, Daryl, for listening. Nine more to go. 866-897-9678. And we have great thank you gifts from Jonathan Pond today. There are gifts at $10 and $20 a month. You can get either the financial planner or the investment planner for a monthly gift of $10, or get the combo package with the book and both planners for $20 a month as a sustainer. Decide what fits into your budget and make that gift today. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Franca Dushan from Orient. That means eight more to go before the end of the hour. Be one of the eight. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make that investment in your listening future right now. 866-897-9678. What are you looking for? What are you watching for when it comes to a recession, Jonathan Pond?
Well, if you look at the traditional definition of a recession, we're in one right now. Incidentally, there's a quip that's gone around for many, many decades. It says a recession is when you lose your job. I'm sorry, when your neighbor loses his or her job. And a depression is when you lose your job. Depression isn't even in the lexicon these days. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't worry about that. But a recession is a significant decline in economic activity spanning, typically the way the definition goes, two consecutive quarters. We're seeing a decline in economic activity. So it's possible we have a recession. We're in the midst of a recession now. I think it's quite likely it happens with some frequency, and it's not the end of the world for people, but it does, when you have a slowdown in economic activity, it affects many things. It affects jobs. It affects the amount of production that's going on, and many, many not too pleasant outcomes of a recession are present, but curiously, we generally don't find we've been in a recession until it's over. But things are slowing down, but not markedly at this point. And the Fed is trying to thread a needle by correcting the rate of inflation without causing a recession. Whether it happens or not, I don't know. It's not going to be such a disaster, because it'll probably be relatively shallow, to cause people grave concern. And there's pretty much nothing you can do about it that makes a lot of sense.
Social Security retirement checks are increasing.
Yeah.
Due to inflation. But that's not to say it's because of inflation, right?
So it's because of inflation. And it's
don't get all excited.
No. And it's we don't know the increase. I don't believe it's been published. It will be soon, mm-hmm. if it hasn't. and it'll be sizable, but and that will result in increased checks for retirees, and that's a good thing for them. We talked about that a little bit earlier, and they will they will benefit from it. But on the other hand, what giveth in one hand, the other hand taketh away, and it's a reflection of the cost of the, you know, the increased cost of living. So you can't escape it. There's no place to hide, and it's going to cause further exigency on the Social Security system. And that's got to be confronted at some point, but they're pretty good at kicking the can down the road in Washington.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and we can't kick the can down the road right now. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs, such as Morning Edition and All Things Considered. You depend on these programs. You trust the news and information on NPR and 89.7 NPR News. So support your source for the news of the day and analysis of long-term trends. And in return for your gift, we're offering you great thank yous gifts from Jonathan Pond. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And when you text GIVE to our phone number, you'll instantly get back a link so you can easily make your gift to 89.7 NPR News. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Safe Money in Tough Times financial planner at your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You fill out a short questionnaire and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The best deal of the day for $20 a month as a sustaining member is the combo package. It's included in this package is both planners, the investment planner and the financial planner. Plus, you'll get Jonathan Pond's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times. And if you can't get enough of Jonathan, the combo includes the Safe Money in Tough Times DVD as well. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. One important thing to remember is that you are supporting the future of public radio with that gift as well. When things with the global economy seem to be changing on a daily basis, this is the time to support the things you believe in and value. I'm guessing public radio is on the list of things important to you. That's why you're listening right now. If you depend on this station for national news and local news, then now is the time to make a gift. Call 866-897-9678. Or give at WOSU.org. And thank you. We have 8 more gifts we're looking for before the end of the hour. Be one of the 8. 866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. What do you tell investors who are really skittish right now and think about reducing their stock holdings? I mean, we've talked about it so many times. It's like buy low, sell high. Yeah. Do not get rid of things right now.
Yeah. This is a very difficult period right now. And it's not an either or decision. Those that get out entirely, while it may make them feel more comfortable, is just a bad decision, because the market rebounds so quickly as it did earlier this year. We've had a pretty bad year, but there was a significant rebound, and history has shown that market recoveries span only a few weeks, and if you're out of the market, you're in trouble. So again, not an either or decision. If you feel you need to do something, reduce the exposure you have to certain categories. Don't sell 100% of this fund or this investment category that has been disappointing. They all have been, by the way. Why not get rid of 40% or 60% and hold on to your diversified portfolio, albeit at a lower rate? And as far as where do you put the money, Take a look at Treasury securities. They're paying over 4% for two-year Treasury securities, Treasury notes. And you can get funds that have attractive interest rate, bond funds that have pay attractive interest rates, or just keep it in cash or CDs. CD rates are rising. So there are places to put it. So you got to be able to sleep at night. So if you're really apoplectic about this, it's going to be a decision to reduce part of your exposure. But I'll tell you one thing, 10 years from now, and I don't think there's a listener here who doesn't have an investment horizon of 10 years, even if you're up there in years, you may want to pass it on to your ill-deserving heirs, whatever. If your investment horizon, you need the money to last at least 10 years. 10 years from now, when I will dodder to WOSU with the always young Ann Fisher, and I will say, remember something I said, and I'm going to say it right now. You would say 10 years ago, in the latter half of 2022, what a great buying opportunity for stocks, mm-hmm. not a selling opportunity. But again, you got to sleep at night. And if you're losing sleep, just shed some of it, a bit, half, whatever mm-hmm. floats your boat, and get ready to get back in. Nobody rings a bell telling you, yeah, this is the time to get back in. But get back in gradually as you got out gradually. That's the way it's done. But don't abandon your diversification. And I'll show you with the investment planner how to diversify your portfolio nicely for once and for all.
Thanks to Lee Martin from Perry Township. That means we have 7 to go before the end of the hour, and we have 7 minutes left in the hour. So let's make that 7 minutes, make the most of that 7 minutes, pick up the phone. Pick up your phone, go online. You can call us at 866-897-9678. You can go online to WOSU.org, whichever way floats your boat, to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, because this is 89.7 NPR News Fall Membership Drive. And the best deal we're offering this hour is a $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio. And that is an absolutely... very important thing. It makes you actually feel better. It helps you sleep better at night. I mean, that's important, and it's more tangible than I think people realize if they've never shown their support before. Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be. He understands. The past few years have shown us that nothing is certain except change. So if you've taken advantage of Jonathan's advice in the past, it might be time to make an additional gift to 89.7 NPR News and give your finances a little 2022 checkup. Call with your contribution to 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. At $10 a month as a sustaining member, you can pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. So think about it. $10 a month, either the investment planner or the financial planner, and you're going to be making a very concrete step in the right direction of getting your finances in order and understanding and being able to prepare for the future and whatever it may bring. We're looking for 7 more shows of support before the end of the hour. We have just about 6 minutes to go, and we're looking for 7 more pledges. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know that whenever you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher, that we bring you information you can trust. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations about all sorts of issues that matter. We'll keep you up to date on everything from police practices in Columbus to how to make college more affordable. It's been a big focus lately. Make a gift today in support of the news coverage you depend on and will continue to depend on. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 for $20 a month as a sustaining member. Your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we've been talking about this hour for $20 a month. Maybe you can use the investment planner for yourself and then give the financial planner and book to someone you know who might need a little financial advice. Maybe you have a new freshly minted college graduate who could just use the book just to get started, just get their toes in the water. Thanks to Debbie Bauer in Columbus, that means we have six to go before the end of the hour, and we have just about a little over 4 minutes to go. 866-897-9678. Ernest Shuck in Aetna, thanks so much for your support, Ernest. That means we have five to go before the end of the hour. 866-897-9678. Whatever you can afford to give, now is the time to show it. 866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond would be the first to say, live within your means. Don't exceed your income in this proposition. You can give more later. If you feel like your modest amount of money that you can afford right now is too modest, perish the thought. This is kind of giving to public media is sort of like that feeling you get when you start to save money, when you start to plan for your future. And if it's $10 a week that you're setting aside, it's a little bit, but it matters and it adds up and it sure adds up for us. Thanks to Annie Nagayan in Worthington. She says she loves listening while working from home. She says she's sad when she has to turn off the radio for meetings. Well, we're sad too. The good news is you can always go to our app and you can always go into our archives. You can always listen to the repeats. You can always listen. We archive every single show for our listeners. We have four to go. Annie, thank you so much for your support. 866-897-9678. Just four to go to make this hour a success. Show your support. Live within your means. You can always give us more later, and it'll always feel just as good.
It really does. I think making a gift to public media, and that, by the way, Ann, as you well know, these thank you gifts are available only through public media. We don't make them available to the general public. I am committed to public media with a fairly large family and how much we've benefited from it. You know, I talk a lot about dividends. Dividends are great. They typically come in automatically four times a year from whatever the investment is. Public media is, and WOSU as an example, pays dividends every day of the year in the form of great programming. And I think this is a great way to pay a dividend so that you get daily dividends all throughout the year.
Thanks to Jet Nagod in Ostrander. That means we have three to go in just about a minute and a half. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, global, local. Thanks to Jet Nagod. That means we just have three to go and just a little over a minute left in the hour. Jonathan Pond, it's been great seeing you again and talking to you again. Thank you so much for your support.
Well, thank you as well, Ann. And the greatest thanks go to the many listeners, the great listeners you have. And a special thanks to those who have seen, have the great judgment to be able to support this great community resource.
It takes a little vision, but just kind of imagine what your life would be like without 89.7 NPR News. Nothing drastic's going to happen. You know we're going to be here for you every day. We're asking you to be here for us. When you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know we're going to bring you information you can trust. You know that you're going to have here in-depth, thoughtful conversations. We'll keep you up to date on everything. We keep the news relevant. We make it relevant. We put it into context. You depend on that and will continue to depend on it. We are asking you to let us depend on you. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News, the station you listen to and depend on every single day. 866-897-9678. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and thank you.